All right. Welcome to Got Wieners and Such, your authority on the Game of Thrones TV show. We are live once again and for the last time this year, which is really sad.
Oh, come on. We'll be back.
Yeah, we were just, I don't know. I wanted to do something for the off season and maybe watch the, because we only started the show a couple years ago, so we never talked about season one, two, or three. Right, Dennis? Am I correct by saying that?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, if everyone's down, if everyone's want to hop and let's start watching from season one again, I would, because there's some stuff we never got to talk about. But anyway, we're live here. We have rotating cast every time. Right now on the mic, we have Mark Rampcat Jackson. We have Buttercup Sunset.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Jesse is sitting right next to her. Dennis is on the line. And of course, Dutch is here. Maria will be coming in here in a second.
We also have Ariel online.
Ariel, you're here?
Hi, yes.
Holy shit.
Ariel!
Also, this is Game of Thrones cello cover by Break of Reality. I thought it was really good.
This is really good.
Wow. Okay, I guess this was a... this episode was an hour and 16 minutes
long. You know
long.
Nothing about cello cover.
Yeah. It was an hour and 16 minutes long. It was ridiculous.
Who else cried?
Everyone cried a little bit.
I didn't cry.
Well, first off, I want to start by saying myself, Mark, and Buttercup, we saw the episode at Bonnaroo with like a whole bunch of other people, which was pretty cool.
In fact, we were the only ones that actually sung the Wieners,
Fluffy Wieners, Fluffy Wieners, Fluffy Wieners.
Very disappointed in the Bonnaroo crowd, so whatever.
How did they not know that?
I don't know. Now, I guess, what do we want to start with? Well, Dennis, this is your show. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with Stannis, who's still right. A dick.
Stannis, not the Manus?
Nope.
What is a Manus?
It's just a saying the internet came up with.
Like a menace?
Like the man.
Oh,
he's the man.
If he's the man.
If you're talking about being a menace to his own family, where his wife apparently hung herself and his daughter's still covered in ash,
burned to a crisp.
She is ash. Yeah,
not winning a Parent of the Year award.
See, that's what I thought too. I read a couple things where it was either her that did herself in, or it was somebody that was an usurper, courtesy of Ramsay Bolton, because he was in there kind of.
She was up pretty high. That'd be hard to hide. To hang yourself that high up. I don't know.
If you were climbing I've never a tree hung myself, so. Fast and used the correct way, I would assume it's not that bad, you know, hard to jump off the ledge. But I think at least for as far as the show goes, I think they led us to believe that, yeah, she killed herself because of how bad she felt.
All I know is that the Red Woman, Melisandre, dropped so many damn rankings from, like, the very top, like, near the top, not the very top, but the, like, top 5, 10. And now she's just completely despondent because apparently half of Stannis Baratheon's army deserted him, and they don't have
any
horses.
The horses and the food.
Yeah, and so they're on foot going towards Winterfell, and then they just get completely surrounded by Ramsay Bolton's army on horses, just 3, 4, 5 times as much as.
Yeah.
Stannis.
Whoops. That didn't take long at all.
And the thing is that, like, you saw it in Stannis' face. It's like, we're about to get slaughtered.
No, he was so cavalier. Where the siege begins at dawn. Yeah? Does it? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the look on his face, like Dutch is saying, it was, you know what, fucking, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with my sword in my hand. I'm not going to bitch out now. And so.
My wife hung herself. I burned my daughter.
Then you saw the overhead shot where all of Ramsay's army is just completely surrounding them. Half of the army is still there. The other half are running back towards the forest.
I saw that too. Yeah, half of them were running away.
Did you see?
That was
them?
Great. I'm sure it was CGI, but whatever it was great. Just, you know, editing and camera work there.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear one guy in the back, Bill Paxtoning it?
What
he was
that
like,
mean?
"Oh, we're not gonna make it."
I didn't hear that. No,
we are leaving.
Not those words, but he yelled something.
Oh, well, boo! As the Boltons, you know, were coming over the hill there, you. They showed Stannis' men, and they're all shaking like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, it's not going to end well. You're all going to die.
Aw,
yeah.
Why everybody kind of got that sense, though, after, I mean, even though, like, she was like, the Lord of Light is, you know. Like, by the way, I hate the way she speaks. Like, this
Lord
whole, like, 1920s.
Yeah.
The Lord of Light is is shine upon us, so that's the reason why the snow slightly melted and I stepped in a puddle.
It's like jazz music should be playing in the background.
Yeah.
Well, you could obviously tell that he really took, you know, a lot of issue with, hey, by the way, I just burned my daughter alive, so I don't want to talk to you right now. And then when all that stuff happened, then when he found his wife hanging from the rope, by the way, your highness, she left. She left on horseback. She's not coming back, and he's, whatever, fall into formation. We're going to go march towards our death, I guess.
I missed that part. So she left even before all that. She knew it was going to go south.
Oh, yeah, they were reporting back to him.
What was that, Dennis?
She pretty much knew. She was like, he's fucked.
What a bitch. I hate her.
I really hate her, too. Who's more hateable?
I will like her next season if something happens that I hope happens.
Yes.
You know what really sucks? Now I want Stannis to survive. That really blows.
Okay, here's that question, though, is that did he die? Because
Stannis?
Out, that's right, Jesse. You never see a significant death off screen. It's always got to be.
Just hear her pull her sword and yell, Brienne.
Yep.
Exactly.
How did they not find her and kill her? Because she was just wandering around in the forest.
Brienne's a motherfucker. Like, I wouldn't fuck with her ever.
Yeah.
Like, she reminds me of the girl that I lost arm wrestling to when I was in sixth grade.
Ooh.
You know how, like, when you're early junior high where the girls grow a lot faster than the dudes?
No.
So I, in my head, was like, oh, this is, guys can't lose to girls in arm wrestling. Meanwhile, she's already 6 foot. She ended up playing for, like, the women's volleyball team, in the Olympics. I'm not even joking about that.
And by the
way,
she beat me
in arm wrestling in fucking sixth grade.
What?
So that's what I feel like. I look at her. And it reminds me, I look at Brienne, it reminds me of that Amazon woman.
I was going to say, can we applaud her on finally, like, completing a duty to someone that she's,
getting the job done.
Okay,
no,
except she did.
She missed the candle.
God damn it, Brienne.
You had one job.
The candle. Oh, my God.
One goddamn job.
Fucking months.
Just
what
wait.
What kind of candle is that? It's very vibrant.
She was waiting for that candle.
Yeah,
a minute.
Wait 45 seconds more, and you did what your duty was.
Yeah. The minute she turns away.
Like, every time we cut back to her, she's staring at it from a different angle. Yeah.
Guys, she's a terrible multitasker. She can't have more than one job to do
she
at any given
really
time.
She really is single-track mind.
It's like, she gets, narrow focus, and then, ooh, butterfly.
I forgot that one guy was alive. What was his name?
Podrick?
Yeah, I forgot about him.
No. Why would he be dead?
I don't know.
Her squire?
Because anybody that's halfway happy in this show will die.
Yeah.
Will die horribly.
Just wandering around, ends up dead. Sorry. Much shame.
Very porn.
Shame.
Wow.
Much shame.
Shame.
So is Jon Snow going to be a White Walker or is he going to be resurrected?
No.
Shame.
He's going to be resurrected.
Shame.
Okay,
this bitch.
I was going to say, should we wait for that till later? I mean, obviously.
I don't know.
Nope.
Generally, let's just go in order here. So that happened. Stannis got. Then you cut to, and I predicted this last week, Dennis. Like, it was last week was just me, Cakes, and Dennis were on the show together. And I predicted that at one point, Arya was going to get into some sort of situation with the pedophile guy.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, she did. Now, first of all, I want to know how they, because that is the greatest, makeup shit. I really still don't understand how the many-faced god minions work, but.
It's different people. It's not makeup.
Yeah, they kill people, steal their faces, and then they use them.
That all it is, just skin that they pull off their own faces? Okay.
Some sort of magic involved.
Were you waiting to see her boobs?
No.
Are you sure?
I just knew that she was going to be in this whole thing. And, man, I didn't realize he was a sadist.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just hitting girls and whoever, you know, either.
Well, wait a minute. You also have to
remember.
You also have to remember in the House of Black and White where she's getting the shit beat out of her by that small girl and by Jock and Hagar. So.
It's just little slaps.
Yeah, she's already used to it as it is.
Arya's a tough bitch.
Scene was so fucking badass.
I'll tell you what, though, out of everything that has happened this season, I feel like that scene was the most satisfying because I've been waiting for Arya to finally get her shit together.
Oh, I yelled yay and fist pumped and woke Kelsey up because she was falling asleep.
and don't
get
me wrong,
she's like, you know, and she looks over at the TV and like she sees a little girl stabbing a man in his eyes. And I'm just like, do you see how awesome this is? And she was like, no.
So gratifying, no.
Yeah, felt so good.
Which was, if we rewind a little bit, I was super, super excited to see Theon or Reek finally push that bitch over the ledge. Oh, like, yeah, finally do amazing. Something.
Oh, Mycela?
Yeah, Mycela. And I loved hearing her scream. Miranda. That was it.
Mycela's the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Jaime and Cersei's kid. But yeah, she was actually squealing like, oh, no, don't do it. You get what you get. It, bitch. Stop!
Crunch. Oh,
yes.
Head first.
Yeah, there should have been like a neck crunch noise.
Splat.
Oh man, like a, I don't know.
I'll tell you know that was the thing is that I didn't think that Theon had it in him. I guess we can call him Theon now. Are we still calling him Reek or Theon?
No, he's still Reek.
He's still Reek. Okay.
Oh come on, believe. But,
no, plus believe. Dick Theon minus Dick Reek.
Yeah. It's also I don't know.
Well, he feels like Theon again.
Yeah.
Phantom Theon.
Yeah.
Murdering bitches, Theon.
If someone loses an appendage, they sort of have a
not murdering bitches, Reek.
Hey, so Ramcat, what about that joke about Winterfell?
jokes.
So it's Theon, Reek Greyjoy, and Sansa Stark. And then Theon says to Sansa, knock, knock. Sansa says, who's there? Winter. Winter who? And they both hold hands and they jump off.
All right.
Winterfell!
Okay, I had a question about that. Are we implied to think that they were like, death is better than dealing with Ramsay?
They're still alive.
Isn't it?
They're still alive.
It is, yes.
They're still alive, but...
But they didn't really give us any indication, so...
They did a lot of that in this episode.
There's a lot of open-ended, hey, maybe they live, maybe they won't.
Who knows? Yeah. They cut the scene.
Tune back into season 6.
We'll see you in April, fuckers.
I feel like that's what they were doing when they were writing.
Mm-hmm. They David chased the fuck out of this episode. It's like every 5 minutes it was the ending of The Sopranos. What happened?
Basically.
Shot. I don't know.
I'm not ready.
I mean, yeah, hopefully it's just a lot of snow and they're not that hurt that bad, but that was a really, really far fall.
Well, like the ending with Arya where she's like taking off all the masks after Jaqen H'ghar kills himself because a death has to pay for a life and vice versa.
Yeah.
And then she sees her own face and she starts going blind. I have no idea what the hell was going on the entire five minutes that happened beforehand.
That thing has confused me to three different levels of this.
I'm like really happy that's happening though.
Yeah.
It's like that's part of her training in the House of Black and White is that they make her blind.
Yep.
Wait, you read the books, right?
Yes.
That part was super confusing in the books as well.
It is.
Everyone's
really
just as confused. Everyone's on the same page as far as that's concerned.
Right. I was just happy she was going blind because I'm like, oh, it's more training. Like, yes.
Well, didn't she in the books go to sleep and wake up blind the next morning going, what the fuck?
Yes.
Is that what happened? I vaguely remember that.
Oh, there's so many things.
Yeah. So many things.
I'm just glad everything's kind of sort of, at least most things are back on track.
More yes. That's yeah, like the way this episode ends is like how the fifth book ends. And I'm like, this is awesome. And then I was like, oh God, no.
Because
now we're all caught up. Like,
what I got out of this was that everybody had a moment of like, oh yeah, finally. And then a moment of, oh fuck, that sucks. Like, everyone had that up and down motion, either down then up or up then down. Yeah, there was kind of just whoop, 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 you know, just emotions everywhere. You know, Stannis, like, oh, awesome, the snow melted. Oh, your kid's dead. Oh, your wife's dead. Oh, you're going into battle sooner than you thought. Oh, you're dead.
Well, here's the thing, because it was brought up by you guys before, but now, do you guys have that antsiness now? Because now you don't have books to go back and fall on. Because everything has essentially been told.
Because they've caught up.
So now you guys are in the same boat as we are, where we're probably going to be like, we're both going to be on YouTube. Oh, what the fuck is going on? Oh, my favorite character just died.
No.
Okay, I decided we're going to write fan fiction during the summer.
I thought that we were at least one book away, though. I thought he had one more already finished, but apparently not.
He's writing the sixth one. Like, it should be out soon, and he released, like, a few chapters. Like, I think he released the Sansa chapter. But, like, the thing is, like, there's still a lot of story in the books. that they can touch on. Like, they can do the whole stuff with the Greyjoys. Like, yeah. There's a whole rebellion.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. They could make a whole nother season with stuff that they didn't touch on this season.
Yeah. Like, you can go into the Greyjoy stuff.
Instead of, like, starting a new one, how about you finish some of the ones we already had? Like, Hodor and Bran. Can we at least wrap that one up?
Yeah, we could, like, come back to that.
Please.
Do you really want to see more Hodor and Bran?
Who doesn't want to see more Hodor and Bran?
Yeah, because it has to do with
Yeah, I know.
Like
Slow Raven. I gotcha.
Well, I did read an article about season 6 casting call, and they were talking about and what to expect in season 6, and it sounds like they are going to go to the Greyjoy plotline.
Which is awesome.
Yeah?
I genuinely do like the Greyjoys a lot. Like, not like they're good people. I just find their story and stuff interesting.
I like his sister.
Yeah.
Yara?
Like,
is it Yara?
Yeah. Well, it's Asha in the books, but Yara in
Osha,
the show.
Right?
Yeah, because they were like, well, you can have two names that sound the same.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Thank God they figured that out.
Yeah. So, yeah, and, like, I like that she's sort of taking charge of the Greyjoy family, and then the feuding with the uncles is really interesting. Like, I just like that they're like the pirates, which is cool.
We haven't seen that since season 3, right?
Two? Wait,
no,
was it?
It was one season ago, right?
Theon got kidnapped at the end of season 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, so season 4, yeah, was the last time we saw her. We saw his father in season 3.
I thought we saw her, too, at, like, the dinner table or something like that.
Yeah, well, like, we saw her last season because she tried to rescue him.
And then
she was like, I'm coming to do something. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Whatever.
Yeah. Like, it's been a while since we've touched on the Greyjoys and the drowned god and all that stuff.
Right.
The only thing is, to do it smoothly, they're going to have to follow the Sansa and Rhaeg and then do flashbacks after it. If they're going to stay remotely accurate to at least the ending.
No, they could stick with Winterfell and tell that story.
Yeah, what's going on with the Boltons and then all that stuff.
That lady's still got to have a baby.
She does. Yeah, Ramsay's still not going to be happy about that.
Pig. Fat, disgusting, wormy pig.
Maybe. I mean, we still have a lot of other stuff with Arya, too. Like, with her with the House of Black and White. Now she's just getting blind. So there's still, like, other stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
with
that
her in there and then in Braavos.
I'm hoping her blindness just makes her more of a badass. You know, how some people lose a sense, but they've...
Like Ray Charles.
Heightened senses.
Like Daredevil.
Like Kenshi from Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
So
just
many
like
famous blind people.
Like a wolf-like
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Songs of the key of I'm going to kick your ass.
What a good character. She
so,
left out.
I think we should touch on the whole Cersei storyline.
Or shame?
Hey, like, can we go back
to the Tyrell house? Hold on. Go ahead, Dennis. I'm sorry.
Can we go back to the House of Tyrell first? Because there's the whole Sand Snake thing.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Okay, he really did not do the Sand Snakes well this season.
Who didn't see, that's what a lot of people have said.
Who didn't see that coming a mile away whenever...
That was a kiss and a half.
Hilarious. That was like,
weird.
Okay, now you're just making it awkward. Even Mycela was even making that... Okay, so I'm just going to walk away and not say anything because that was just really off.
I even said it loud. I'm like, oh, she's got poison on her lips or something.
Yeah.
I knew
it. It's really obvious. They might as well have just, like, played, like, a shocking tone.
Boom.
I'm like, oh, God, it's happening.
By the way, what's up with the sexual tension between the short-haired Sansa girl and fucking, what's his face?
Oh, what's her name? God damn it.
Tyene Sand. Yeah.
What's that about?
Mark literally lost his shit.
Oh, my God.
I got a little chubby.
Wait, I got that.
Ew.
Please play it.
Where go for it.
God damn it.
She bit his ear.
I'll visit you sometime.
Maybe I'll come visit you.
Don't wait too long. Got a noble woman to marry back home.
You want a good girl, but you need a bad pussy.
Oh, the biting of the ear.
The bite. That's
God
what did it for you, huh?
Damn it.
Oh. The best thing ever said by anyone.
I'm not joking. Like, I got a little bit of a swollage there.
I've been a Melisandre fan since the very beginning, and then this episode where she was just like, oh, she's all like mopey Moperton because her deal with Stannis didn't work, and then that whole line by Tyene Sand. Tyene Sand's now my new number one. She's so hot. Oh my God. That whole biting of the ear thing, it just killed me. It killed me.
I'm
killed.
Glad someone else is sliding off the couch at this point.
I'm gonna need a ShamWow. It's really bad over here. Yeah, it's really bad over here. Oh, what do you mean, ew? You're like covering their couch with whatever anyway. So the whole time, yeah, she gets kissed, and then Mycelle is talking with Jamie, who's
She knew the whole time.
Happy Father's Day.
One of the most awkward, exactly. One of the most awkward conversations ever.
Right.
Like you're just talking to your kid about, hey, you know, when a man loves a woman and all this whole thing. And she's like,
by the way, you have your uncle and your dad.
Yeah, Dad, I know. I know. And I'm totally cool with it. And then the nosebleeding starts. Why didn't they turn the ship around?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure we'll probably see that in the next, because they just basically cut to her bleeding and then her taking the antidote.
Well, I don't think Jamie knew about any of the nosebleeding was like a first sign or anything like that. Braun knew, but whatever.
Yeah, he didn't know there was an antidote. He didn't know that that was the way that they poisoned anyone.
Yeah, like who would be insane to put poison on their own lips?
She was a really bad dyer, if that makes sense. Like she wasn't good at dying. She was just kind of like,
She was a bad character in general.
Is that what we're focusing on now? Like acting ability?
Yes.
Yes, because it is a show.
I'm a 12-year-old.
Now we're going to break it down.
Quality.
I've got nothing left. I'm arguing about a show with dragons in it, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She really is like the Lannister equivalent to Rickon. She's a no one.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
I think they just in the storyline needed a reason for Jamie to be gorgeous. Out of the city.
Oh, what was that?
The pink dress was gorgeous.
Oh, that was important. So do we want to move on to the other one, or do you want to go more with that, Dennis?
I'm trying to remember what else happened. Suddenly, I'm going.
Khaleesi got surrounded by the powwow Indian.
We didn't
tribe.
Talk about Cersei.
Oh yeah, that's
what I wanted to move on to.
We also didn't talk about the Dinkles and Jorah and
and Danny.
Yeah, just all sitting there like
2.5 men.
What do we do now?
Khaleesi, come home. Their new debut album drops in 2016.
Khaleesi, come home. Yeah, I don't know.
Khaleesi is going to burn that motherfucking city to the ground.
Oh, I would.
Said that last time.
She is pissed.
Clean it up.
I think she's more afraid that she's being surrounded by the Khalasar.
I wouldn't be scared. They look hot. That's the best tribe to be kidnapped by. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, now is that something that, except for the book readers, probably normal show watchers didn't get?
That is the old Khalasar?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? I thought we were talking about
Cersei. How
many
Khalasars are there?
Are we talking about Cersei or are we talking about Daenerys?
Two people.
We're
talking about two different things at the same time. Quick, everybody just say your opinion.
Bush, right? No? Okay.
All right, hold on. Let's get this fucker back on track. Okay. All right, so we're talking about Khaleesi. Khaleesi,
yes.
She went out with her dragon, and then the dragon obviously got tired, and I guess he'd been laying like the pit that he had been, you know, eating sheep and goat with or whatever, and that's why all the skeletons were around, yada, yada. Then all the old savage guys, fuck, what's the name of that tribe?
Dothraki.
Dothraki horde comes and circles her, and man, was that a very well-coordinated circling of one blonde girl.
Yeah, holy shit. I was thinking, because she was just saying, you know, you could have at least got us some supper, or, you know, talking to her at Drogon about getting food. And then it's like, well, here you go.
Ring the dinner bell.
Come roast them.
Per Sweet D, I didn't know that dragons needed naps. I was not aware
Everybody needs naps.
Dragons get tired, too.
Everybody's not a dragon, either.
Are the Dothraki going to recognize her as the former Khaleesi, though?
I don't know. She did slip her ring off.
That's not Khal's tribe.
Yeah, I think it's opposers.
It's,
just another,
it's supposed to be, and I guess most people should know it that if they read the books. That's supposed to be Khal Drogo's, cousin or brother?
Oh,
a rival for sure. I mean, if she shows even the slightest hint of weakness, then they're going to slaughter her. So
That's coming out first second of next season, so I'm not worried about spoilers or anything.
Right, yeah, they're definitely.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, you're going to find that out.
Okay. If there was any people to be kidnapped by, I'd pick them.
Well, here's the thing, is that like it sets up for this is going to be her new army, which was her original army in the first place.
And man,
you know what I mean? Because basically the Unsullied have been cut in half. Yeah. And now she needs a new army to get back to Westeros. So why not go with the original group that she had from the get-go?
The Unsullied weren't very good to begin with. I mean, they got basically taken over by a bunch of civilians with knives in their hands. I mean,
yeah, there wasn't a ton of them though.
They had like 9,000 of them. I thought she had a whole bunch of them whenever she was setting shit on fire in season three.
They just weren't in the
right season three ago. She had 9,000 at that point. By the time she actually finally got to the city, a lot of them had been killed off, probably about 6,000. And then after that huge coup in the gladiator ring, I'm sure she was down to 1,000 at that point. So she needed more than 1,000 dudes.
Get them, Dothraki.
Yes, exactly. So she's going to go back to being Khaleesi again. Yay.
I hope so. Yeah, she could very well be. But what about the ring?
Dropped it.
That's to have.
She's a single lady.
That's to have Jorah Tracker.
Ooh. Tracker.
The explorer's confused.
So that ring was her wedding ring. That was her wedding ring to Khal Drogo?
I don't know.
No. The other guy, remember John Legend?
Oh,
yeah. I got killed. Steps.
John Legend.
John Legend.
The guy
Mr.
Marine. Yeah, that's what we call him.
Yeah. Drop it.
But that was, yeah, it was the ring from that guy.
I'll marry you, and I got dragons.
So, I mean, I'm sure she assumed they had to be related some way. So she, you know, if she's going to make a claim for, hey, I was Drogo's ex-bitch, you know, don't kill me.
True. So.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
All I know is that Jorah and Daario are going after Khaleesi, and then the Dinkles gets basically put in charge of Marine, and the only qualifications that he really has is that he can speak very well and that he also knows how to drink. Those are his two saving graces.
Those are great qualities.
That's his resume high points.
But how quickly did Varys just magically appear?
He was waiting.
I love that character, dude.
I
Varys
love it too.
Rules.
He's an awesome character.
That fucking eunuch is my favorite.
With his Han Solo moment, I missed you so much. I know you didn't.
Okay. That whole interaction between those two made me laugh so hard. Like, oh, just the sarcastic that was dripping from both of those two guys.
Yes,
and you're just like, I've missed this. It's only been two episodes, but I've missed this.
Marie's gif in the chat. I'm going to use that for any snarky response that I have to anybody else.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
So if only I had someone that was a friend that had spies all over a city, where would I find somebody
like that?
Like,
I know. Where would you find that guy?
Assholes about it, both of them.
The birds in the east, the bird in the west.
They were both just stroking their own dicks right there. It's like, oh, you think, you think you can run a city like that? Gross. Oh, you think
so
you can?
He doesn't have a wiener. Right. What's he stroking? He doesn't have a wiener.
Oh, also,
he's missing balls.
Did anyone
the scar?
Did anyone finally get some absolution or whatever hint later on for Cersei? But I finally understood Grey Worm. He had his balls cut off. Nothing else. He's like, well, this is the bravest man that I know with his balls cut off.
Thank you for explaining, because they're not going to show us it. So thank you for telling us once and for all, did he have his ding dong or did he not?
So can you still get a boner without balls?
Well, they kind of address that, because didn't the hot black handmaiden girl say to him, like, you know,
Sunday?
Why are your dudes going? Because I'm assuming she wanted confirmation, like, if you got a dick, please give it to me, was what she essentially said. It was like, why are your guys going to brothels?
Cuddles,
right?
I'm only asking so Dutch can finally have, you know, the satisfaction of seeing Grey Worm and Melisandre, you know.
Oh, fuck yeah.
See, there you go. Right?
Melisandre.
Melisandre.
Did you guys mention how Sam couldn't have been more excited to talk about the sex that he had?
It's like, he's like a 14-year-old that just discovered his wiener.
We've been talking about Sam's sex for 3 weeks now.
I just had sex a couple episodes ago.
So good. But it's like Jon Snow just figured it out, and Sam was just bursting to be able to tell his best friend that he got
beaming.
To have sex.
Look at it. Look at how happy he is. He's beaming
with joy.
I have
that clip too. Hang on.
That just happened to you?
So, just been beaten half to death. How did you? Very carefully.
He loved that. He
wasn't
loved
even careful.
He's been living all his life to say that one line. He feels so good about himself.
Very carefully.
Oh, Sam.
By the way, I want to leave this place and go read books and have sex with my wildling wife.
Yeah, we're gonna leave. We're going to run from Castle Black.
Thanks a lot, Sam. You were the only one left on my side.
Was Sam the only person keeping Castle Black together?
I don't know. Seems like it.
I guess he was the linchpin, but also when Jon Snow was talking about, well, you know, you're going to have to take a vow of celibacy over at the Citadel. Sam's already had the sex for 3 weeks. Fuck that. Yeah. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want.
So they can fucking try.
I'm sexy sex man sax man, Sam.
Samsonova.
Samsonova.
Sam's like, I'm the fattest guy in Westeros, and I still bang somebody.
And
I'm getting laid, too.
Every time I take my pants off, Careless Whisper by George Michael comes on. You know what's so good.
So Sam is one of the people in this episode that came out on top.
Yes.
No, he was on bottom.
Yeah. Very carefully.
She was
though.
On top. I saw it.
So Sam made out good.
Tyrion
made out great. He was just given a city.
You got Varys as a bonus too.
Yeah, but he got Varys back. So he got his ally spy. He's not kidnapped and killed by his sister. And he gets a city while the original owner is flying around on dragons, getting surrounded by her old frenemies.
Hell yeah.
And you know who else made out good? Us as the viewers, because we got to see some naked Cersei for a long period of time.
Well, here's the thing. Body double.
I don't care about that, but it didn't matter at the time.
No, it didn't.
Look, if any of us looked like her, I'd be walking around naked all the time.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, shame. Yeah, whatever.
Shame.
Look at it. Look at it.
Ding, ding.
You know what's not shameful? These titties.
Ring the bell.
Yeah, throw your garbage.
This is a good bush.
good bush.
For shame.
What did she get hit with while she was doing the walk of atonement?
Everything. People were throwing cum at her. People were throwing
garbage.
Garbage.
Right, you went to cum.
Bones.
What happened to her feet?
Well, that one guy just ran in front and was like, look at my dick. So I got to assume guys were just like, ooh, look at Cersei, just jack off real quick.
Jesse, I don't know because Tina and I were wondering about that too. I'm assuming that there was some glass on the floor. They were just breaking bottles in front of her. So
she had to walk like a
mile and
a half. Was
it like the stones too?
Like rocks? Feet.
Well, maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Importantly, she got a terrible haircut.
She's a pampered woman of King's Landing. She's definitely not going to walk on her bare feet.
Maybe she wears
cobblestones. How dare you?
Heels are a lot harder to walk in than barefoot, though. What if she wears heels?
I don't know if they had heels then.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Sounds like they do when they walk.
She
look at her. Look at
she
her.
May have had a walk of shame. But she ended up with that walk with a fucking mountain zombie Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That
was the pain. Franken has been harping this point ever since we started doing the show this season that he was going to come back in a strong fashion. And sure enough, he was right.
God. I just wanted him to carry me around.
That is a big dude.
That nun is going to get hers.
That is a big dude. And also, if anybody is looking at the chat right now, that gif, look at his eyes. They're just all purple and just completely bloodshot.
Oof.
Terrifying.
That man carrying her off was worth every floppy wiener that was waved in her general direction.
So with that being said, that nun is going to get so much.
Oh, no. Not just the nun.
A world
half
of pain.
The city
the High
is
Sparrow.
Going to get murdered.
Half the city... Like I said, she's gonna burn that motherfucker to the ground.
I'm telling you though, if Cersei is who Cersei is, then she's going to go first after that nun, then after the High Sparrow specifically, then the Tyrells. Assuming
that. Oh my god, that's gonna be my favorite part of next season is her dealing with Margaery one on one.
No, what happens when she finds out that the daughter that she sent Jaime to go get has been killed?
Dead.
She's gonna go after the fucking sand snake. She's gonna go to fucking
she's
after Dorne.
She's gonna
burn her own home. She's gonna burn Dorne. She's gonna burn everything down to the ground.
You know what?
Shit's about to get
and that
real.
Will leave a nice wide opening for Khaleesi.
Look
Who
at how
do you
pretty
think
that
the
dress
sand
is.
Snakes are going after now that they're done with Myrcella?
They're on their own now. They're like, fuck it, we're done with them.
You don't think they're going to sail across the Narrow Sea?
Killary is done. I think she's going right to King's Landing.
Okay.
I think they're going to go... Yeah, but like, if they get to King's Landing, though, are they going to see like all this shit going on and be like, you know what? Maybe not.
So the history of Dorne is that...
Is the best.
Yeah, the history of Dorne is the best. Way back when, they were the only people that fought against the Targaryens and kind of won. The Targaryens were kind of like, all right, you know what? You guys are on your own. We're just going to leave you alone because you guys are crazy. And they did. So I don't know what's going to set up for the next
season. They've never really had any kind of servitude towards anything in Westeros. They've always kind of had a chip on their shoulder.
All I know is that if Valyrian and the Sand Snakes stay in Dorne, and war travels a lot faster than I used to think, at least in the Seven Kingdoms, that it's going to get back to what's his name from Dorne, who's ruling over everything, and either
the wheelchair guy,
yes, or
the
other wheelchair one? Bob,
yeah, and so either they just need to get out of Dorne, or they're going to have some sort of second attempted coup to try to overthrow him, which is probably not going to happen.
Dorne is like Canada, like they get to do whatever they want.
Yeah, which
is a little more militant though. I would consider them Mexico,
and not as third world. I mean, they're tan, but.
And they fuck each other's sisters.
They're more like
public, maybe.
Maybe Argentinian.
Yeah, okay. Colombia. There you go.
Hey! Come on now. Be nice.
What? You guys are powerful.
Lots of
right?
Nosebleeds, right?
That's not appropriate. Daddy doesn't like it when you're
trying to make an accurate picture of you and your disgusting people.
My disgusting people.
Sorry,
ouch.
Harsh.
I don't know. They get to do whatever they want, and they're kind of just left alone. So it'd be a nice place to be.
All I know is that we have excellent, great, magical food that I want to put in my mouth all the time.
And Coke.
And cocaine. Okay. Lots and lots of cocaine.
Put it on the pizza.
Domino in the chat has a good point. They're probably going to kill their king. The main mom lady has been opposing him for a while. Oberyn,
are you talking about Dorne?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not if his huge guard has anything to do with it. That guy will swing a
Green
spear.
Mile
that guy will fuck you up.
Green Mile. Yeah.
Michael Clark Duncan will fuck some shit up.
Yeah, the Clarkster is definitely going to be protecting Wheelchair Bob.
Yeah, and he did tell her, you know, I give second chances, but I don't give third chances.
Dorne is the only place that a woman gets to be, finger quotations, queen. Like, if she is the next in line or if she is the firstborn, she gets to be queen.
A lot more progressive out there.
They are, but they only have prince and princesses. Like, so the prince is actually the king. So Prince Oberon is, quotations, king. The next in line would be the princess, queen.
So what do you think is going to happen once Jamie is now like he's dealing with his niece / daughter who's dead. So now he's got the Dorne prince on his boat. Does he go all the way back there with the prince, or does he turn around and bring the prince and drop him back off and then go back home? Or what happens there?
He goes back to King's Landing and shit's about to get real at that trial.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
And it's going to be a dual trial too between Cersei and Margaery Tyrell.
Right.
And cuz
they
We still have all that next
and
season.
Her brother, right?
They dropped off Margaery's story, but in the books, Margaery's story goes just as far as Cersei's and further.
Right. Oh boy.
So I'm sure those will be intertwined at some point.
Yes.
But what do they look down upon more? Gayness or incest?
They dislike Cersei more. They really like Margaery because she brought in a whole bunch of like food and she married the new king.
She was helping the homeless. Like that was part of her like personal campaign was to help, you know, the less fortunate out.
Yeah, they liked her.
They're on her side more.
Which is the reason why when she was walking for an uncomfortable amount of time, getting shit and piss and spat on and getting flashed by men and women, walking back towards King's Landing, towards the castle, I didn't feel one bit sorry for her. I know there's been a couple of articles.
Oh, of course not.
If someone spit on me, I'd throw up immediately.
Yeah. She's done a lot of awful, heinous shit. Like,
one of the more hated characters. But you need a character like that to survive, because otherwise it doesn't drive hatred so you can drive love.
I don't think Margaery does a walk of shame. I think they just bring her straight back to the trial. Yeah. She never says anything.
I don't think she ever gets anything.
But I say all of this in the context of, because, you know, there's been a couple characters where Theon Greyjoy's done a lot of heinous shit. And now everyone's like, oh, we're pro Theon because he got Sansa out of Winterfell, so she doesn't have to deal with Ramsay Bolton anymore.
Fuck him. I've always hated him.
And then Stannis Baratheon was at that point, but then he, you know, burned his daughter alive, and everybody forgot that he killed his brother, Renly. And then there's been, you know, whoever you want to mention.
Jaime Lannister.
Jaime Lannister, yeah. He was the Kingslayer.
He never really did anything that bad.
Except for pushing stupid Bran out the window.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, except for doing that right at the beginning.
Except for crippling a child.
Back.
Yeah, crippling a child. That's a
Bran's
bad thing.
A nosy busybody, let's be honest.
Exactly.
I kind of rape.
If I want to fuck my sister in a castle,
it's romantic.
Battlements.
Come on.
Yes, it's romantic. How dare you come in? If you're going to be here, at least light a candle and serve me some wine or
and
something.
And Brienne will show up. All,
right.
But by that same token, Cersei's done also the exact same thing, in essence. I mean, quantifiably, you could say that she's done
just as
that.
She allowed Joffrey to do what he did, and we all know how much we hated him.
Yeah.
She didn't pull the reins on that piece of shit.
Could she have, though? He's the king.
She tried way too late. She could have done it earlier on, but once he finally got a full dose of power, she was powerless at one point. So
I feel like the prophecy that was given to her early on in season 5 that she remembers when she's going down the cavalcade and she's still queen, not being affected by the High Sparrow, all that's going to come to a head in season 6. I feel like she's going to get killed.
Cersei?
Yes.
They're supposed to get killed.
Her children, and I know that some terrible, awful things are supposed to happen to her, but...
Yeah, she's going to die eventually. I just hope it's not anytime soon, because she's definitely one of my favorite characters because of how cunty she is. It's another level. It's happened so much that we're kind of used to it, but if you actually look back at the instances where it's like, fuck, I hate her.
Mm-hmm.
But she is great.
It's perfect.
And Lena Headey just kills it too, so it's awesome.
Oh my god, yeah, she's so great. But okay, how about this? Live or dead or whatever, what do you guys feel is the most hated character in the show as of this point?
Ollie.
All of us. Fuck him.
Next.
No, wait. No, not just Ollie.
Wait, who?
Alistair Thorne.
Alistair. I hate Alistair.
Nobody says Joffrey.
Ollie.
Alistair is a conniving son of a bitch, and you expected this from him. Ollie,
did you expect him to be like, I'm going to fucking murder you? Oh. Watch?
I expected Alistair to pull something. There was no doubt about it.
Alistair's hated Jon since season 1.
He's working off of tradition and honor. So.
No, wait a minute. Stop right there, because he's hated Jon Snow since season one. He didn't like him in the very least. That has nothing to do with honor. He was just an asshole to him.
And he also basically had Sam beaten, when they were training.
Yeah.
He was beat him up.
That's the lore. I look at the lore, or the Brothers of the Night Watch, like the 1985 Steelers, and that they're the... we beat the new recruits when they come in because we're the toughest defense of all, and look at our wall and yada, yada, yada. I don't look at them as they're assholes on purpose. I think he just has this mentality of we have to be a hard nose. We don't take prisoners and fuck the wildlings. And you know what I mean? I think it's more of a traditional thing for him.
He had this fucking military seniority mentality. He hasn't been here long enough to be in charge of me. I'm the big shit here because I've been here for 5 years.
Okay, that means, I'm not saying he's not a dick, but he's not as hated as fucking Joffrey, who was a psychopath. Dude, he had two hookers beat the shit out of each other with clubs for his own amusement.
You did ask who was the most hated. And
yes.
I would say I pretty much... Even though Ramsay is much worse than Joffrey was, I see that now. I hated him so much. Such a fucking little shit. I wanted
Joffrey was the worst.
Yeah.
Because he was
a
pussy on top of it.
Yes.
At least Ramsay can back his shit up and he can fight. Joffrey's just he was a fucking worm.
That's even worse, never, though. Ever hate anyone as much as King Joffrey. Ever.
Yeah. He was the worst.
I would argue the only other fictional character I think I've hated as much is Dolores Umbridge.
Yes. She was just as hateable. Those characters were written to be hateable. There was no redeeming quality. Everything about them just made you hate them more and more and more. You never understood.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never read the books. I've only seen the show. I'm pretty sure this didn't happen. Did Joffrey ever rape anybody?
No. I don't think so.
No, he almost had somebody do it for him.
But Ramsay did.
Which was with Sansa.
One's worse? I think
Trumps rape.
All calculated.
Mark has a good point, though.
But Joffrey's never done it himself. He's just ordered people to do it, which really is just cowardice. It's like secondary cowardice. Number two, Ollie, everyone hates him right now, obviously, because of facts remaining, to be left. However, I don't blame him. I don't blame Ollie because he's a kid.
Yeah.
He doesn't know better.
He watched his whole family get murdered.
Pretty much.
He has a
hold on. Who's Ollie?
Ollie's
a little boy.
The little kid.
He's the little shit who killed Ygritte. And he's a little shit who stabbed John.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought there was like another name for Ramsay there for a second.
John Snow's
like,
Squire.
Oh, Ollie, come on.
Little Ollie.
I'm going to kill that motherfucker.
Yeah, meanwhile, I haven't seen any like meme-worthy, internet-worthy videos of Joffrey, but I have seen them of Ramsay being turned into the most compassionate,
sexy
character.
I saw that, too.
Did you see the video?
Ramsay out of context is one of the funnier things. Should we play it?
House Bolton, our feelings are sexy.
Do you have it? I don't have it.
I don't have it.
It's on the feed if anyone feels like looking for it. It is sweet, though. Starts off with, "Can you feel the love tonight?" song.
Sweetest man alive.
Really good.
Does someone want to get Royce? Because I can't.
Royce!
Maria, I've been telling you for fucking the last.
I've been trying to text him, but he has not been paying attention.
Well, just get up out of your seat for 3 seconds and be like, "Hey, come in here real quick." It doesn't matter. It's an unprofessional.
Oh, what the fuck ever, dude? You were absent for like 2 weeks in fucking Texas,
which was underwater. So
what's the problem?
We wanted to switch the feed off the chat.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say the camera that you have for the third one is just basically.
And we
your
wanted
desktop.
To play the video of. What's his face being nice? Ramsay Bolton being nice out of context.
It's so sweet.
Our feelings are sexy, Royce.
I can play it if you just want to just have the camera on me. I can screen share.
No, we got it. Don't worry about it.
No,
we got it now. Don't even worry.
Is that Jamie?
Who?
No. Hold on.
What?
No, what are you talking
about?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So sweet. They're running through the forest on a sweet little hunt together, holding hands, just running amok.
Not killing their other girlfriend?
Yeah.
Walter, this is Ramsay Snow, my bastard.
A pleasure, mother.
Aww. Polite.
What a charmer.
I have a treat for you.
And a war.
It's him pouring a bath for Reek.
The North remembers.
Surrender. A surrender.
And I accept your surrender.
Walks away. Just walks away.
Hello.
He really is a nice guy.
I guess I made me like him.
I was looking at this incorrectly this entire time.
I was going to say, do we want to revisit my question from earlier?
He's kind of sexy now.
Our ties go back thousands of years. So I'd like to drink our wedding. May our happiness
Jesse, in response to your comment, I've heard a couple of women that are like, yeah, I'm all about Ramsay Bolton. If he weren't the psychopath that he was on the show.
Yeah, pull my hair.
Who's here to be wed? Who comes to claim her?
Ramsay of House Bolton. Heir to the Dreadfort and the... I'm sorry. Come on.
I forgot about that scene.
Take my hand.
Winter is coming.
Oh, look how sweet he is.
So look at his fat bum.
So sexy. So sexy feelings.
I'm so turned on by them.
I know, right?
That just made me feel good.
I know.
All right, now here we go. Who's the most hated character on the show?
Now, it's a tie.
Still Joffrey.
Still says Ollie.
It's a tie. Yeah, fuck that little kid.
I think nothing tops Joffrey.
Nothing will ever top Joffrey.
Because not only was he a pussy, he was a coward, and he was awful, and he had no real reason or rhyme behind it. He was just a psychopath.
Yeah. Wait, so you don't hate him more than you hate Roose Bolton, who helped organize the Red Wedding?
Shoot, I forgot about that.
One of why I don't was because it was a power play for him. Like, it was political. Okay, I'm definitely going to side with Lannisters because in his mind, he thought they were stronger, so he wanted
to go. Walder Frey.
Right. Joffrey was just, I'm going to start killing shit because it's fun. I'm going to have these hookers beat each other up because it's fun.
He killed Roz.
Yeah.
He was fucking, he was awful for no reason. Whereas the Boltons was awful for a reason, at least in his head.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of awful shit, let's get into this conversation regarding Jon Snow, what ultimately happened to him.
Oh, God, no.
Because
I'm trying to stave this off.
If there was a way to end on a cliffhanger with everyone going, "What the fuck is going on?" That was the way to do it.
He's alive, by the way, or
he's alive,
or he's going to be brought back to life.
He will be, yeah.
Yeah, Melisandre's going to bring him back.
But yeah, she came back. She's there. Yeah. That woman's there.
She's going to burn him back.
Can she
bring
people back to life?
Yeah, the Red Priests are the ones that brought back the men with no banners or whatever.
If they brought back...
Yeah, that was in season two.
Yeah, and they were Red Priests, just like her.
If they brought back the Mountain, and they also brought back Beric Dondarrion with the same Lord of Light that Melisandre...
Yes, six times.
She was also even saying, like, that's not even possible. You're not supposed to do that. And the guy that was there, Thoris Dimir or whatever his name was, he was like, just ask and the Lord just gives me whatever I want. So he's come back six times. He'll be coming back. I mean, all this build up for nothing.
He's not coming back.
He's coming back.
I'm going to tell all you hope believers out there, he's dead.
I will make you a $50.
Jon Snow is dead.
I'll make you $100.
No, he's coming back.
$100 bet that he's coming back.
I'm just trying to make Jessa cry.
I will bet cash money right now against you, Dutch. He is coming back.
Tina's
holding me. Books are called A Song of Ice and Fire.
Is it already written?
No, it's not. I guess we're in unmarked territory right now.
Everybody is on the same boat.
So if we're in unmarked territory,
yes,
then
yeah. So nothing could be spoilers anymore. I could say whatever I want.
Right, because you were an asshole the last time you were on by spoiling everything else. But as of this point right now,
you can't spoil
anything.
So Mark,
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mark. Mark,
in
the fact that, like, dude, no. I think he's dead. I think this show is one of those kind of brutal HBO shows
he signed through seven seasons.
let me tell you
he
right now.
He signed through seven seasons, but Dutch.
C-note right now. C-note, I will bet you he's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good thing you told me that, because otherwise I would have bet money with Mark and I would have lost.
Why did you say that?
Why did you just say that? Mark could have made money.
God damn it.
Yeah, and they may not come back to that they may make us wait for it.
Yeah, he might not even come back next season.
And I'm glad I didn't make that bet, because I would have said season six instead of season seven. So. Woo! Good job by you.
But you never know.
I think
know.
We both just skated out of that one.
Oh, there was one.
Here's how you'll know. Here's how you know. In the off time, if he cuts his hair really short, then you know he's not coming back.
Whatever. You know what? They've got these awesome things. They're called wigs. Wear them all the time.
What are those?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're just like fake things that you just put on your head.
He can keep his hair. He can keep his hair.
Like Emilia Clarke wears.
Yeah,
right?
That's
right.
It's okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I know this is going back. I just wanted to say one thing about the Boltons slaughtering Stannis' men. They're just lying there, dead, in the cold.
In the snows.
What's going to happen with that? Like, aren't they going to turn?
They're going to
rise. Showed him just laying there. Like, he's like, okay, we're done.
They're on the other side of the. I'm sorry, go ahead, Dennis.
No, I'm sorry. They're coming anyway.
Yeah, the cold is winter.
Well, how long does a body need to be dead before the White Walkers can turn them?
It doesn't matter.
As long as they're not torched to death. Then
yeah, as long as they're not burned.
They're free game.
Whenever that guy raises his hands,
why hasn't Westeros been taken over always?
It's not cold enough.
Because the winter.
Yeah, she got it.
Winter hadn't come yet, buddy.
They come with the winter.
Hold on. So they can only survive in the cold? Yes. I don't know anything about the White Walkers, so book readers tell
me. Yeah, they can only survive in the cold. They're like these old, old, like ancient things. Like people don't even believe they exist.
You know when the Tampa
like
Bay
that old.
You know when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers didn't win in anything below 42 degrees, then we beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the
NFC
Championship game in 2002.
Why are you bringing
that's
that up?
That's a good analogy.
Are you saying
kind
of Tampa Bay Bucks
that's
are White
really
Walkers?
That's a really good
analogy.
Pretty
much, yes. I don't know why you're bringing that up, but I'm mad.
are you telling me that Gruden is the Night Watcher's king? Is that what you're saying?
He basically will raise up.
You basically bring up the fact
hands.
That McNabb choked again, as always. Fucking give me 6 years of heartbreak. Thank you, Mark.
Welcome. You're totally welcome.
I thought we were boys. Now it's like, yeah.
How many extras did they have to pay for this last season?
Holy shit.
I'm just posting pictures in the
free.
Chat room, and I'm like, okay, there was the fight scene between Winterfell and Stannis Baratheon's army. There was the circle cavalcade of people surrounding Dany's. There was the entire crowd in the main city are flinging stuff at Cersei as she was walking down.
Fighting pits, too.
Just crowds after crowds after crowds. They must have paid thousands of extras for this last season.
Would do it for
volunteers.
Free.
I'd sign up.
here's the thing is I was actually reading it costs more because apparently the guys who do CGI raise the rate of work. So it costs more to do that than it would be to actually just hire on extras people, to yeah. have wide shots.
I'll tell you this, though. The CGI has definitely improved over the course of the seasons with this because obviously they're not going to get that many people that are on horseback and, you know, during the Bolton Baratheon war or anything else. But the body double for Cersei as she's doing the Walk of Shame back towards King's Landing. You know, you could probably tell if you're like watching close enough, but if you're watching for the very first time, holy shit, Cersei's naked. Oh, she's totally naked. She's showing her boobs.
I thought those were great CGI boobs.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that, like, you mentioned that earlier. That wasn't her?
No.
It was not. No, they used a body double and basically, like, used her face. Like, basically, like the Manny Face God, they put Cersei's face on this chick that happened to
be. So you're telling me I jerked off to a phantom?
Yes. Yes, you did. Yes.
Just boobs hanging on the
I feel robbed. I'm hurt.
What's the point?
You don't know what you got till it's gone, Dutch. I'm sorry.
I don't feel good.
Neither one of the Sarah Connors are getting naked anymore?
Probably not.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's the genesis of the show.
So boobs, though.
Good band.
By the way, can we all see how big that dude's dick was? It's wagged it at Cersei's. God, that guy was packing heat.
I'm a Lannister. That had to be suck a me off.
Finally, you got a wiener's in such reference.
Two wieners. We saw two floppy wieners.
Two fucking
the other one?
Well hung wieners.
Chock full of wieners.
Hey, what was the other one here?
I thought I saw two.
Yeah, there were two.
Yeah, there were two.
A couple. I ran out and in the same their scene.
The whole
the walk of shame.
So that's what you do during Walk of Shame. It's like, hey, if she's gonna be naked, I gotta get naked too. Like, what was the point?
Do you think that guy was a body double, or you think that guy signed up? Like, yeah, I'll show my dick. Let's do it. Absolutely. Let me be the double.
He's gonna talk to his friends. Guys, guess what? You're gonna definitely have to check out season 5, episode 10.
You can see
10.
My dick.
He just hangs out around the set. Goes, you guys need a dick. Need one? Anyone needs a dick?
I'll show my dick. Whatever. I'll do it.
Well, we're heading up to the wrap-up time here, but did we want... I mentioned earlier, and we could just vote right now on air. Did you guys want to go back to season one, since we only really did the last two seasons, and keep doing the show, you know, until it comes back? Is everyone down with that?
I want to do read-along.
Read-along would be fun.
Reading. Like popcorn?
I could talk about this show all day, but like, is there an audience for it?
Of course.
Audience for the show, I mean.
Yeah.
Like us talking about it.
Yeah.
Why don't we leave it up to the listeners? If you tweet us or Facebook us saying you want us to keep going off season, we'll do it.
You are brilliant. Yeah.
I ask what everybody's favorite episode this season was?
Oh.
Hard Home.
Yeah.
Hard Home.
Wait, Hard Home? I don't know the titles of these ones.
That's the one.
The zombie one.
The White Walkers.
The zombie one. Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah. That one was intense.
That was pretty badass.
It was like a movie.
Got so happy with Drogon coming in. I almost want to say Dance with Dragons. The following one. But Hardhome was pretty badass. God, it was so badass.
And I once again, I love Dany with like, hello, I'd like to go home now.
Dragons get sleepy.
I want to go home.
I just flew you across the continent. Let me just take a nap for a second.
Can I go back to season 3 and say the episode that Inger got naked in?
Yes. Well,
I have such a boner for her.
Let us know if you want us to keep doing it, because we will if you guys want.
Or as I dream about it.
I know. Don't be shy. I'm aware.
Are you going to see that new movie with her and Vin Diesel?
Have you heard of Vin Diesel?
Yes, it looks horrible.
What?
The Witch Hunter.
The Last Witch Hunter. Awesome.
Are you serious?
My two favorite people.
This is the greatest day of my life. I could see more things than her in it. Sorry.
Aww. That was all right. Cute.
I love her so much, dude. I fell in love with that character. Sorry.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, but...
Longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to us, Babylon.
Royce, why you bet? Oh wait,
wrong show. I guess we're all in the same boat now. Book people, TV people. We're all hoping Arnold Martin doesn't die.
God.
And we get this thing.
Also, Jon Snow.
Not a man.
He's dead. Get over it, people.
He's alive.
Did you see the mural they had in Brooklyn for Jon Snow?
Those fucking hipsters.
They made murals for Jon Snow in Brooklyn. One of them says, "You know everything, Jon Snow."
Of course he does.
And a candle next to his picture.
That's weird. The house symbol for another house, though, wasn't even the Stark symbol.
Wait, but if Jon Snow dies, can become king.
Domino says he's in for more Game of Thrones cast, so we'll see. I'm down always to rewatch it, because, I mean, I already feel like I forgot half of the first or second season. Yeah.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah. So, I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll be back 10 months from now. Is it 10 months? To with a new season. But next week we're going to do some recaps. I'm going to do it. I don't care. Whoever
more
wieners.
We're
going to do it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Wiener.
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 Wiener